It is another Mind Food Monday, and I welcome to the show this morning Mind Food senior writer Sarah Harvey. Hello there, Sarah.
Hi, how's it going?
Really good. Now, you've written a really interesting and quite frightening article in Mind Food for the summer series. It's called Not So Fun in the Sun, and a statistic that we're probably not that proud of is that New Zealand has the highest rate of skin cancer in the world.
That's right. Yeah, it's a title that we share with Australia, really. We've both, you know, got extremely high rates of skin cancer, and it's probably not one that we're proud of, I would imagine.
No, but did you know, while you were doing your research for this article, did you work out why that is? Is it just that we don't care enough about ourselves, or is it our happy-go-lucky nature?
No, yeah, I think it's exactly the opposite, actually. You know, we are actually very aware of it down here, but I think it's you know, it's partly to do with our lifestyles. We spend a lot of time in the sun, and it's also to do with the high UV rates around here. You know, we've got very bright light, and we spend a lot of time out there in the sun and enjoying the sun. And in the past, you know, it was a thing that's just what you did. Now we're much more aware of that, as I think I tried to cover off, that, you know, we are covering up, but it's still a fact that sun is out there, and it's very strong and it's very harsh.
Well, just to give you an idea that in your article, excluding non-melanoma skin cancer, melanoma is the second most common cancer in New Zealand in men and women aged 25 to 64. Do you think it is changing fast enough?
I think the thing is, it's like the experts I talk to, they said the new generations are much more aware. So you said if you go, you know, to Europe now, you'd be able to pick the New Zealand or Australian family on the beach because they would be the ones that are covered up, because we've had these sort of concerted campaigns that have told us, you know, what we should be doing and what we should be wearing, and people have paid attention to that. I think it's just, you know, I guess older generations that haven't had the benefit of those campaigns that, you know, are really sort of seeing the issues with melanoma and other skin cancers coming through.
Hey, Ned, from the article that is in Mind Food, Not So Fun in the Sun, talk me through the drug Keytruda and what's happening with that over in Australia and why it's not happening here.
Yeah, that's right. So it has been approved for public funding in Australia. The Australian federal government agreed to invest $57 million in Keytruda, but Pharmac in New Zealand hasn't been given the same, has decided not to fund it at this stage. Anyway, there's sort of been some pretty big rallying to get it because it's seen as a revolutionary sort of drug for those with advanced melanoma. So that's people who've already had it, and it's spread. So it's one of those things that, you know, we're hoping we'll be able to get, but at this stage it's not publicly funded in New Zealand, so it's extremely expensive for those who want it.
Well, it went down from, what, $150,000 a year to $38,000?
That's right.
I mean, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Hey, now also the other thing, just finally, that I want to touch on is the connection between moles and skin cancer. That was something else in that article that I found really interesting. So what's the connection there?
Yeah, so that's some research done at King's College in London. And I guess there's lots of research going on into different areas, and this is of skin cancer. And this is just one thing. But they found that having more than 11 moles on your right arm could mean that you have a higher risk of skin cancer.
I'm looking at my arm.
Yeah, I know. Hang on a minute. Yeah, I mean, they think, you know, it's just an indicator of how many moles you might have on your entire body. So
yeah.
I guess it's not sort of completely, you know, don't go checking and immediately think you have skin cancer, but I guess they said it was an indicator of how many moles you might have, and therefore, you know, your, I guess, risk of skin cancer.
Yeah, well, I think it's just being aware, really, isn't it? Well, look, Sarah, congratulations on your fabulous work for Mindfood magazine throughout the year. You do a great job.
Thank you.
And I look forward to speaking with you in 2016.
Sounds great. Thanks heaps, Nikki.